Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We're going to dive through AFC edition here. Already released NFC edition, so if you're just seeing AFC, go ahead, go back, check out the NFC one. When you're done with this, you got them both. So Buffalo Bills, and not much that's surprising here. Josh Allen, Trubisky kept. They cut Jake Fromm. They cut Davis Webb. Look for them to potentially be added back to a practice squad, maybe both of them. I definitely think one of them will make it. Probably Davis Webb would be my thought. But running back situation, it's Singletary, Moss, Breida, Tywan Jones will play special teams, and Reggie Gillum is the fullback there. At receiver, again, not much of note here. Your core guys make it. Jake Kumerow's also there. Isaiah McKenzie, newly vaccinated Isaiah McKenzie as well. Marquez Stevenson makes it. Dawson Knox, Tommy Sweeney are your tight ends. We'll see. It looks like Jacob Hauser is probably going to be added back, is what the media out of Buffalo is saying. So keep that in mind. You might want to cut him, but I think the answer is to probably hold on. There is some finagling you can do. If you cut some of these guys, they become subject to waivers. Hollister's not going to be one of those guys, so you can cut him and bring him back, and it doesn't hurt you in any meaningful way. You make basically a side agreement with him to bring him back, and he doesn't go anywhere, and there you go. Voila. Turning next to the New York Jets, and you have Zach Wilson going to be the starter, Mike White the backup there. Four running backs, Tevin Coleman, Ty Johnson, Michael Carter, Michael Pirine. Pirine making it is, I think, notable. Didn't expect that. I thought there was only going to be three. They carry four. So we'll be on the watch for that. I think it's the order of priority in which I read them. Coleman, Johnson, Carter, Pirine. Wide receivers, Corey Davis, Crowder makes it. Elijah Moore makes it. Denzel Mims notably makes the roster. There was some question about that. Keelan Cole as well. Some Jeff Smith, Braxton Berrios, deeper down the line. Berrios will contribute special teams, that sort of thing. But I think the notable thing here, Chris Herndon traded to the Vikings. Tyler Kroft, Trayvon Wesco. So I think, you know, if you're just looking for a grunge, you know, you need a tight end contributor, Tyler Kroft, probably your ad there. Trayvon Wesco, maybe super, super deep. Turning to the Patriots, again, they roll with Mac Jones. It looks like Brian Hoyer doesn't make the roster, but will be added back. And also, you know, that's one of those contract things where he's not subject to waivers, so you don't have to worry about that. You can cut him, bring him back, and he's not. It's not a problem. It allows you to make your moves about you know, to IR and those sorts of things. So no real concern there. Jared Stidham looks like he's going to end up on PUP. So that will be of note there. Running backs, there was some, you know, I asked what the line was on potentially them not having James White. They have James White. So no action was put down. So that was nice. You know, no one lost any money or gained any of my money. So that was nice there. Damian Harris, James White, Ramondre Stevenson, JJ Taylor. They keep Brandon Bolden to play special teams. Nelson Aguilar, Jacoby Myers, Kendrick Bourne. N'Keal Harry makes it. That's your wide receiving core. Again, then you got Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Devin Asiasi, then Keane and Fumagalli on IR. So that's your deal. Mac Jones, quarterback one. It's a really interesting from the jump, and you're probably going to get not Trey Lance. You're probably going to get we'll see on Fields, but I think you're going to get at least three, if not four starters from the rookie class in week one. Lawrence, Jones, Zach Wilson. So be interesting to see there how that unfolds. Last but not least in the AFC, you have the Miami Dolphins, and they keep Brissett. So that'll be interesting there with the two, Tua and Brissett. Three running backs in the form of Gaskin, Malcolm Brown, Salvin Ahmed. Your wide receiving core, again, Will Fuller is inactive, so he's not on the list. He doesn't count against it. Albert Wilson makes it. Preston Williams, Jakeem Grant, Mac Hollins, Jalen Waddle and Devontae Parker. So it's really going to be Parker, Waddle, Fuller, and then some other guys. Gesicki makes it, Hunter Long, Adam Shaheen, Durham Smythe, Seathan Carter. Carter, it's a little bit of like some H-back stuff with playing teams and stuff, so he'll contribute there. So it'll be interesting to watch for. I think Shaheen's an interesting monitor. They did extend him, by the way. It was last year that they gave him a contract extension. I don't know how much that means, but it'll be interesting to watch. Like they like what they've seen out of him. Pittsburgh, Dwayne Haskins makes the roster at quarterback, so that's notable. They carry four running backs. I think it's going to be Anthony McFarlane behind Najee Harris, then Benny Snell and Kalen Ballage. So I don't know if that one's entirely clear, though. I will say this. If you're in like a 35-man roster and one of them is available, it's worth a shot picking them up. I don't know if there's a clear answer. Receiving core pretty expected. Juju, James Washington, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, Ray-Ray and McLeod's going to play special teams. Tight end, no mystery here. Ebron, Freiermuth, Zach Gentry. So I don't think there's very, very much suspense at all at three of the four skill positions. Outside of Harris, I do think my money is on McFarlane, but we'll see how that ultimately unfolds. Cleveland Browns, very little surprise here. Mayfield, Keenum, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, D'Ernest Johnson, Demetric Felton, Austin Hooper, David Njoku, Harrison Bryant at tight end. Very little surprise here. Jarvis Landry, Beckham, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Rashad Higgins, Anthony Schwartz. Like, there's virtually no surprise there. No suspense much at all in terms of what they were expected to keep. Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, Brandon Allen. So Burrow should be ready week one. You've got Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Mike Thomas, Auden Tate, Stanley Morgan Jr. at wide receiver, Trent Irwin as well. Be interesting. They go with seven wide receivers. And it's the first time since 2010 that A.J. Green isn't one of their wide receivers. So that's notable. Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, teammates from Oklahoma, running it back in Cincinnati. Chris Evans, I think, is an interesting injury away, maybe deeper down the line. They're expected to potentially use him on third down, so that's interesting to watch for him. We'll see there. I think he's one to potentially, you know, 30-man roster, something like that. He's one that's probably potentially out there that you could add and has some juice and ability. Tight end position, Drew Sample, CJ Uzama, Mitchell Wilcox. But it's kind of a dead position for them. That's not really super, super interesting there. All right, Baltimore Ravens, it's Lamar Jackson, it's Tyler Huntley. So that's notable there in terms of we'll be watching to see if maybe Trace McSorley gets added back. But Gus Edwards, it looks like it's Tyson Williams and then Justice Hill is what the situation is going to be there. So that's interesting. Wide receiver here, all banged up all over the place. You know, Watkins is hurt. Bateman's hurt. Marquise Brown was banged up. I think he might have had COVID at some point, too. Mark Andrews is, like, ready to roll at tight end. Josh Oliver is interesting. Deeper down the line, I think he's interesting. But this is pretty much the Lamar Jackson. It's going to be a Lamar Jackson joke because you got a lot of questions, comments, and concerns about the other positions outside of – Mark Andrews. All right, turning to the AFC South and Houston Texans. I mean, who the hell knows what they're doing? Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills, Deshaun Watson, that's great. Ingram, I think, is going to be the starter. So sort of he might be out there. Like he might be floating out on free agent lists. Like to pick him up. I don't know if it's going to help. You know, he could be going for like minus 1.8 points, but you know, pick him up. It's worth the shot, I guess. So Ingram, David Johnson, Philip Lindsay, Rex Burkhead, Scotty Phillips, receivers. It's Brandon Cooks, Chris Conley. Cootie got cut. Anthony Miller's there, so we'll watch there. I mean, Jordan Akins is interesting at tight end, but man, it's a they're in rough shape. Turning to the Indianapolis Colts, and you've got Carson Wentz on COVID. It looks like it's Jacob Eason, Sam Ehlinger. We'll watch to see if Carson Wentz is, is COVID positive. If he's not, what his situation on his foot is, and all that rigmarole. So we'll be on the watch for that. Marlon Mack ahead of Wilkins is my belief right now. You've got Nyheim Hines, so we'll watch for that. We're watching T.Y. Hilton's injury. Michael Pittman, prime opportunity to step up. Paris Campbell, availability there as well. Jack Doyle, Mo'Ali Cox, Kylan Granson. Like, you've got guys that could potentially have an opportunity there. So we'll be watching for that. I'd be interested in, what Doyle can put together. He might be their most established guy if T.Y. Hilton doesn't play, which is an incredible, incredible statement. Jacksonville's rolling with Trevor Lawrence and C.J. Beathard, James Robinson, Carlos Hyde, Dare Ogunbowale at running back. There was a 50-50 split with Robinson and Hyde. I believe that was with pretty close to it, with within a couple of snaps of each other of a 50-50 split. And I believe that was with Lawrence as quarterback. So just keep that in mind. If Hyde's like floating out there, I would absolutely be interested in stashing him. Chris Manhurts, James O'Shaughnessy, Luke Farrell at tight end. Not a whole lot there. DJ Shark, Marvin Jones, Laviska Shenault, Jamal Agnew, and Tavon Austin at the wide receiver position. So I think that's interesting in terms of Colin Johnson actually got cut. He was an interesting buzz name earlier on in camp. So be on the watch for maybe he ends up in practice squad, or is he a guy that could land with the Saints, for example? Like, you just keep going back to who could land there and be helpful. That would be an interesting name to watch for. All right, Tennessee Titans, just be on the watch because Ryan Tannehill is on COVID. So Logan Whiteside's the injury away guy, I think, to watch for at this particular point. Brian Hill ends up on IR. Jeremy McNichol's on COVID, so they've got that going on. We need to see what Darrington Evans' injury status is going to be. Mekhi Sargent played okay. So there's a lot of moving pieces here. I think the injury away guy that I want is probably Darrington Evans, I think. We'll see what his health status is. If McNichols is available, I think you probably add him. The wide receiver position outside of A.J. Brown and Julio, there's not much to see there. COVID, Jeff Swaim at tight end is on the COVID list. So Anthony Firkser is going to be your injury away guy. He's going to be your starting tight end, I think. And I think he's always been your starting tight end. Just Jeff Swaim is the blocking type and the more traditional guy, and he's listed at one. I think Firkser is going to be the guy that you want in terms of fantasy. All right, Denver Broncos, they're rolling with Teddy Bridgewater, which is interesting, over Mike Boone. Yes, he is actually starting quarterback over Mike Boone. He's also starting over Drew Locke. So we'll see how that unfolds, what the security and stability of that situation is. We could debate it. We'll see. I think there's some interesting stuff here. It looks like Mike Boone is going to make the roster. He's going to be put on IR. So we'll be on the watch for that. He makes the roster. He'll be put on IR. So he will be eligible to play. It's like that's a notable one to just keep in mind. Javonte Williams there. Melvin Gordon, we'll sort of see what that breakdown is. Royce Freeman is on the roster as well. So be on the watch for when Mike Boone potentially comes back, that timeline. But I think it's an interesting top three, at least at this point. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, you have KJ Hamler there as well at tight end. We're watching for Sutton's injury health and what type of development Jeudy and Hamler can make in year two. Noah Fant has missed some time with a leg injury. Doesn't expect to miss any preseason or regular season action there. So Albert Aquabonham's interesting outside of Fant at this point. All right, Kansas City it's no real shock here. It's Mahomes, it's Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Williams, Jerick McKinnon makes the roster there behind him. So that'll be interesting to watch for. I think Darrell Williams is the injury away guy. Tariq Hill, Mecole Hardman, Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson. Cornell Powell actually doesn't make the roster. It's Darius Fountain instead. So notable there. Travis Kelce, you know, we're watching Noah Gray deeper down the line. There's not much mystery here. I think Darrell Williams is one of the better injury away guys at the position. All right, turning to the Raiders. No real surprise. It's Derek Carr, Mariota, Peterman. Peterman's played a ton of snaps in the preseason. Jacobs, Drake, Jalen Richard. So we'll see if Trey Regis, something like that, gets added to the practice squad. I think that's totally reasonable. He's probably like third in line would be my thought. Ahead of Richard for a full traditional workload. The tight end position, Waller, Foster Moreau, Nick Bowers actually makes it two out of Penn State. Wide receiver position, they cut John Brown, so it's pretty straightforward. It's Bryan Edwards, Zay Jones, Henry Ruggs, Hunter Renfrow, and Willie Snead. By the way, their pictures, I'm just looking at their rosters. They're one of the worst teams in terms of actually like displaying their stuff. Their pictures for them are just terrible. They must have not used the flash or something. I don't know. It makes Ruggs' picture for a first round draft pick looks like a bad high school picture at like Walmart and with like a 30-year-old camera. They did him no justice. Right, the LA Chargers, three quarterbacks. You keep Chase Daniel and Easton Stick. That's notable. They're going with four running backs. They keep Justin Jackson. There was some question about that. Maybe he ends up on IR. We'll watch for that over the next 24, 48 hours, something like that. So Eckler, Jackson, Kelly, Larry Roundtree. I think Larry Roundtree's got an inside straight draw to be an injury away guy. So just keep that in mind. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Jalen Guyton actually makes it. It's interesting. Josh Palmer, no surprise there. KJ Hill, Tyron Johnson doesn't make it, which is, I think, notable. Tight end, Jared Cook, Donald Parham, Trey McKitty, Steven Anderson. So Anderson can do a little like H-back type stuff too, but they keep McKitty, Donald Parham, potential breakout guy too. So the beat writers out there have really, really liked him. So I think that's notable when you see that. It's not one of those things like, hey, it's fantasy guys just pumping them up. I think when you see the beat writers constantly get in on that, I think it's something that you can really look at and say, huh, like that's definitely interesting. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode of the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast, breaking down the AFC. This one's shorter. I don't think there was as much mystery in the AFC, I guess, than there was in the NFC. So go ahead, again, check out the NFC edition in the other podcast. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.